Hello, are we live? Do we have audio? Holy shit, Odyssey. Every single day I wake up to only experience the no audio problem again and again. And now I cannot only even check anymore. It used to be that I could refresh here on my own system and I could know if we're live. I cannot anymore. Odyssey now has
a check it.
Well, there we go. We are live. Holy shit. How are you doing, people of the regular chat? At this point, it's very frustrating because at least back in the days I could check. Now Odyssey puts us on an old stream. Dead Star says only took about 10 refreshes. Yeah, that's exactly what happened to me. So if I have to do 10 refreshes, it takes like 30 seconds to a minute before I even know if we're live. How are you doing, people of the regular chat? Steven Robinson says, what the fuck, Odyssey? Today we learned from a new study that the vaccine for COVID, the mRNA vaccine, has effects on the heart. It increases the incidence of tachycardia, specifically postural orthostatic tachycardia, which basically just means your heart racing. And your heart is racing in this particular disorder because a tachycardia means heart above 100 beats per minute. So that's a heart that goes a little too fast. And when the heart goes a little too fast, you feel bad, you feel exhausted, you can feel everything that's related to not having enough blood circulation, because when the heart doesn't have the full time to fully compress and fully decompress, when each phase of the heart is stepping a little bit over the last phase that just happened, you end up having less circulation. In this case, in this POTS, as they call it, postural orthostatic tachycardia, it's an accumulation of blood, particularly in the lower part of your body, that causes it. And it's when you're standing and your heart is reacting. When you stand, you have a normal reaction that your heart will increase because you will be doing exercise, your heart is preparing for it, and being just standing, in fact, not only is it exercise, but it takes more effort from the heart to pump blood to the brain. So that's why you have a whole system of autonomic responses that are ensuring that your heart beats faster when you are standing. But in someone who suffers from this type of tachycardia, the heart is having this reaction too much, and it's trying to pump more blood to the brain and failing, and so it's increasing in certain cases, it's increasing epinephrine and norepinephrine and everything that would be meant for increasing the heart even more, so it raises above 100, and that's when you start having issues. This seems to be caused by the vaccine. It's a serious study, and I'm even surprised that they actually acknowledge this in a peer-reviewed paper with the whole corruption around this, and it's like, in academia, you cannot find that the vaccine is bad. So what they had to do in that study, they had to say, well, you know, the vaccine does this, but COVID does it even more. COVID is even more dangerous. And I'm like, okay, maybe overall, but you've injected everyone. Not everyone would have had COVID if you didn't take the vaccine. So by injecting billions of people, you may be generating more risk than the disease, and especially for certain age groups. This study, unfortunately, does not inform us about the young people. I would have liked to see young people. They had just a group of 57 age, plus or minus 20. So that means they had a relatively aged group relative to the overall population. And so it's doesn't tell me if I'm 18 years old, am I signing up for tachycardia by taking the vax? That's what I would have liked. Go away, says JF. I'm so glad I didn't take the vaccine last year, as I ended up with a daily cocaine habit for a few months earlier this year. And I truly believe that had I been jabbed, my heart would have given out at some point and I would be dead right now. Well, yeah, I guess you have to choose your poison. Cocaine, vaccine. You went for cocaine. I respect your choice. I don't judge you. It's probably a bad decision, though. Deadstar says, Drat says, Gab CEO Andrew Torba banned from Twitter for talking about the problem of Jewish power. Okay, I didn't know. I didn't know he was still on Twitter. I know that Gab had deleted its own account. And so it seems, based on what you report, that Andrew Torba now is also out of Twitter. I don't think it's a big deal for him. I don't think it matters. And I think it's the finding of the new limits of speech under Elon. And all of it sucks, because we were told free speech. We were told no permanent bannings, and we got exactly not this in both cases. Elon did not honor his promise toward the internet people. How not to solve your kitchen problems. We have a case of oil fire. That is really not how you want to handle oil fire. So look at how relaxed they are. Now, at this point, you can totally blow on it with your mouth. You just do. And you can extinguish it. But this guy is just standing in front of it. That's the right moment to intervene, bro. Your oil is on fire. Blow on it. I actually extinguished a similar fire in the kitchen, because Mama JF was doing some crazy stuff, and she was using a alcohol, and you know, the pan took fire. She was trying to do a flambé sauce for the steak. And the pan took fire. She put so much alcohol, and in fact, the fire was rising up to the top of the ceiling. And I just did, and it totally shuts it down. Now look at them. They're both just standing in front of the fire. You need a strategy, bro. It's not gonna stop by itself. So you need action. Now, in this case, they're going to put water on it, which is ridiculous, because here's the problem. Your oil can have attained in the fire extremely high temperatures. I don't know exactly, maybe 600 degrees and more on average, 600 degrees Celsius or even more. Depends on just how much dilution of the heat there is. And when the water takes contact with this, the water automatically evaporates, because the water evaporates at 100 degrees Celsius. So it's much hotter than needed to evaporate water. Now, it becomes even worse, because the water evaporates, but in splashes. And it splashes the oil, and now the drops of oil, each of them catches fire. So you're now seeding fire into your whole building. Look at this. The water becomes a propeller for oil, which is itself the thing that catches fire. So handling something like this, you have two choices: cutting CO2 or finding a way to lower the temperature. But lower the temperature, there's basically no option except a fire extinguisher that would be qualifying for cooking oil. That might work. But most importantly, you need to shut down the oxygen input into this fire, which is why I'm just blowing. When you blow a lot of CO2 and it extinguishes the fire. If the fire is so big you cannot blow, then fire extinguisher, or perhaps putting something that would stop the fire, that would cut the oxygen to the fire. If you have a metal plate, you could put it on there if it fits the right size. Lodazol says carbonated water would be interesting. I guess you would just get a little more splash because of the bubbles. Now you might get some effect. Since there's high CO2, perhaps it would shut it down, but I wouldn't try this. That sounds very dangerous. Bernard Landry says, good to see you again, JF. I've been away for a while. Well, thank you for being here. Awesome to see you. Dand says, not charging money for the jab was a huge red flag. I am surprised how many folks just folded. Oh yeah, man, social pressure is a powerful effect, and we saw it being deployed in full. Eric Oliver is on Entropy, sending super chats. Thank you so much for your support this week. Eric Oliver, you've been extremely generous. He sends $20. He says, the U.S. military will have a lot of data. Males 18 to 25, I imagine, will have interesting data for heart and other issues. Nearly all have been COVID-19 gene therapy injected. I don't call COVID-19 vaccine gene therapy, but okay, I see what you mean. Might be able to get anonymized medical data from Freedom of Information Act requests. We can then compare same age groups, not COVID gene therapy injected. Yes, but there is a problem. We will have the problem that they have worked so hard to destroy the control group. In a natural environment, there would be people choosing the vaccine, not choosing the vaccine. And there would be naturally a control group emerging, which would be great. But with all these rules that they've made and this social pressure, you won't find a fit control group to make this study in a sure way. Now, you're going to have, yes, people in the population compared with people in the army. But then people are going to start saying, oh, well, you know, it could be that people in the army are doing more exercise and perhaps that's why they get more heart issues. Or, you know, there will be so many potential explanations to why there would be a difference between your army group and your civilian group. That really sucks. And it's a direct result of what I think was to some degree, an intentional destruction of the control group. In so many situations, we find ourselves having forced everyone of a subset of society. The nurses, all of the nurses must have the vaccine. The doctors, the this and that. And we find ourselves incapable of having a true correlative study on which we can be confident. Someone shared this article about the placenta in humans. I had never fully appreciated the importance of the placenta. And it is really an organ, and that's how it should be treated. That's what you'll hear on these women podcasts who talk about birth. But it's really it's a big spot of not just blood, but it's an interface. It plugs the baby to the mother, and it operates so much exchanges and management. It is an organ in and of itself. And someone has shared this Quora post. Why do women have periods? What is the evolutionary benefit or purpose of having periods? Why can't women just get pregnant without the menstrual cycle? And it's an interesting evolutionary take on what is so special about humans that they have periods, that they have a massive placenta. And you can see it really as a kind of invasion of the body of the woman by the man, and partly, and by the fetus also partly. It's like they're taking over more functions from the woman. And of course, the explanation in this particular text is that it's inter-offspring competition, basically, that humans are just the apogee of a fetus that wants everything for itself, doesn't want to let 14 other babies with him in the amniotic sac. And so that's what it is. That's the explanation. It's to see. It's explained by the male as all sorts of genes that are directed at basically recruiting more energy from the female and the fetus similarly. Very interesting. Now, the person who sent me this also had a question. So he is working in some islands. I will not give the details about him. But he's working on some island nation, like in Central America somewhere. And he has met a girl who lives in the US. She is a corporate type of girl. The guy is 45. The girl is on that island just for vacation, I presume. She has sex with him. She's 40. And she's attractive, she's a corporate woman who likes to work hard, etc. She's self-sustaining. Now she's 40. They had sex while she was on vacation, but eventually she returned to the US. And she called him from the US, asking him, "Would you be a sperm donor for me? I would like to try having a child. And I will pay even for your plane ticket. You come to the US, you inseminate me, or maybe we're going to use some IVF strategy of some kind. And that's it. You would be just the father of a child." On the possibility of him being involved in the life of a child, it seems that she doesn't want to be in a serious relationship, but that he could have some input in the child's life. He could see him sometimes, but definitely not as as a main parent. So he was telling me, "JF, should I do this?" And I said, "If you are extremely, extremely desperate, if you didn't have children in your life, it's your last shot, you're ugly, everyone hates you, you'll never get a girl. If you're at that level, sure, yeah, try in the same way you would masturbate into a Kleenex. But there are so many risks and red flags in there that if you have any other choice, even potentially just appreciating life as as a childless old man, you should consider this. Because here's the thing: she's 40 years old. 90% of the chances she won't get the baby. The baby will die. Large percentage of the remaining chances, the baby will have Down syndrome. If he doesn't have Down syndrome, and now we're in the less than 5% chance type of territory, in that 5% chance of glory, he is a child with an emotionally abusive single mother who deprived him of father input, and he's probably going to have severe developmental issues in relation to this and in relation to the age of his mother and the inappropriate psychology of his mother, who's already a workhorse, you know, and she's 40 years old, she won't change. It's not like, oh my God, my child changed my life. No. You're 40 years old, your brain only goes down, not up. So you have to realize the kind of shit this situation is. Now, you want to try it as a an act of faith and believe that something somehow you'll pull luck from this. Go for it. But you're 45, it's not over for you. You could easily find a 30-year-old, 25-year-old woman who would want to reproduce with you. It's totally possible. I wouldn't say easy, but it's totally possible. If you have some assets, particularly, totally doable. So you have to weigh these things and decide. But I told you approximate odds. That's how you have to approach it. If it's a last jeté of sperm that you give to the universe as a kind of last hope, maybe, then yeah, you could have something good. But you're not going to have a relationship with that child. Even if you do have some, it's going to suck because it's not a healthy way to relate parent child once a year. It's not a good thing. It's not even a good thing once every 2 weeks. It's ridiculous. So, consider everything that I said and make your decision. Some random bloke has sent a super chat. TS Apostolos was asking about the fusion reactor news. Yeah, I covered it on a show recently, maybe 2 days ago. I'm always very excited at nuclear fusion. I want it to happen, but at the same time, they've been telling us for a long time that this was coming. And at this point, I want to see it. I want to see a plant powering a town. Show it to me. I will get back to the some random bloke super chat, but bottom was saying, speaking of placenta, I was told babies need a vitamin K injection at birth. Do you know if this applies to other mammals as well? Seems strange that human newborns wouldn't by default be viable. Yeah, it's a ridiculous thing, and it's for one child in many, many thousands. I don't remember the number, and it's disconcerting. And if a child has the proper nutrition and breastfeeding from his mother, I don't believe that this is necessary. Now, they claim that there is an effect even on breastfeeding, even with a breastfeeding mother, that they save some children from some kind of brain aneurysm or brain cardiovascular accident, which you ask, what about the rest of nature? Well, the rest of nature definitely doesn't have vitamin K injection. And it's like, is there one in 10,000 beaver babies that ends up dying because they don't have a vitamin K injection? Maybe. And is it so dramatic, really? The beaver was probably due to die. It's ridiculous. And by the way, if you want vitamin K, there is an oral form of it. Now, the doctors will tell you the oral form isn't as good as the injectable form, but the oral form is totally satisfactory. It has a similar, comparable effect to the injection. You can buy it on Amazon, and just a little drop every 7 days. Of the you have to check the concentration and everything, but just a little drop for the baby. Colorado says, really, do they give newborns shots? Bro, have you ever went to a hospital maternity birth? They give plenty. They will literally cut the feet of your baby because they can't do blood sampling on a baby because the veins are too small. They do an equivalent of a paper cut with either a scalpel or some cutter. They do a little cut on the feet, and then the nurse will squeeze out blood as the baby cries. Squeeze out blood to get her little stamps of blood on a maternity, like newborn type of blood test. Then they will inject vitamin K, pom, And then they will already push for the vaccines. You're already gonna be put on governmental schedule for vaccine reminders if you don't object. Thankfully, in Canada, you can object and you can say, I don't want to be in a government database. I'm like a mafioso. And the doctors are like, oh, yeah, I get what you mean. And so, yeah, it's horrible what they do to babies in hospitals. And I hope that there's so much competition from the home birth environment that eventually hospitals just back off and they say, hey, we have to find a human way to deliver babies. We have to find a way that it's fun to go at the hospital delivering babies, because right now it's not. Right now it's traumatic for the baby. Some random bloke says, hey, JF, do you still do book reviews? I think this would be a good one done a mainstream economics professor. The book is called The Culture Transplant, How Migrants Make the Economies They Move To a Lot Like the Ones They Left. That is a good title. I love it. I have another book on my list that people wanted me to review, COVID, the virus of whatever. I still have the tab open. It's like harassing me every day, this tab. So I have to read this one, and then perhaps I could read this one. I think this one seems much more within my field of interest here. Because reading a whole book about how the COVID pandemic was taken as a scam to surf on, to push for... Yeah, it's like all of this I know. I don't need to be told that. But this seems to be a book that makes an argument that there is a transformation of the economy once the migrants come in. I mean, not surprising. I know this because you just walk in Montreal in one of these districts in which the Arabs converge, and then you walk in one of these districts where blacks converge, and you're going to get halal meat in the Arab district, and you're going to get everything that's associated with the black community in the black neighborhood. That's just how it is. So, but I would like to see what kind of case he made. So yes, I may very well, I'm going to keep it in my to-do list, and perhaps as the second book review, I'd love to get to it. Go Away sends a super chat. He says, you should keep your eye on the development of the William Bila shooting in Australia. Two cops and one citizen killed in remote property by three anti-vax conspiracy theorists, two of which were former school principals, one of which lost her job due to refusal to get the jab. Anti-vax is Australia about to be demonized hard as fuck. Okay, interesting. I didn't know about this event. I will Google it. I will get informed. So you're telling me that former school principals, having lost their job for refusal to get the jab, they end up shooting a citizen and two cops. So is it possible they killed the citizen for a vax-related conflict or something, and then the cops came in, and then they shot it? John Drake says, what's the name of the book? I missed it. It's called The Culture Transplant by Garrett Jones. Yes, I'm interested. Lodazal says, encourage expectant parents to protect their newborn by making sure he or she gets the shot after birth. You mean you want me to encourage people to get the vitamin K shot? I'm not your guy. I believe in the strength of nature and the strength of babies. And let me tell you, the parental approach of laissez-faire and respect the baby and respect nature. Like, nature knows a lot that we don't know. And when you let nature deal with stuff, it does pretty well. So no, I'm not going to be advocating for the vitamin K injection. In fact, I if you want to be safe, I for one prefer the oral form. The I prefer it. And by the way, there is an article. There was an article that was arguing that the oral form is less good, originally a little less good. But there's a more recent study that suggests it's equally good. So if you can avoid injecting your child with something like, I don't want to be a conspiracy theorist here, but it's a security issue. Like, I'm a guy who could be targeted by killers. One of my friends just got bombed. His daughter got killed. Like, I'm 1 degree away from someone whose daughter got bombed on the highway in Russia. So I I have to indulge security issues here, and there's no way for me to verify that what's in your syringe is purely vitamin K. There's no way. It could have been messed with before. It could have been messed with when you put it in the syringe. There's no way you know. The nurse, there's no way she knows. So, no, I think it's we are exposing ourselves to so many security issues. It's a miracle that there wasn't a mass casualty event with the health system and how, we're giving our genetic information. We're giving our blood, we're giving the blood of our children. Who knows if they're going to test for genetic information and then get my child's DNA forever. And they will be able then to track him on the cell phone and know what kind of Facebook account he opens, and they will know his genes on top of it. It's, I don't want to expose. I believe that the world is better when it's left to nature. Stephen Robin, but okay, he was telling me, no, Jeff, I'm not telling you should convince people. I'm telling you the CDC wants doctors to debunk the vitamin K myths. Absolutely. And the doctors will totally rage at you. They will be like, oh shit, now I have to propagandize this guy. But let me tell you, it gets better. If you have once given birth and you've trained the hospital to respect all of your preferences, there's going to be a little note in their computer system that says, okay, this couple doesn't want vaccine, doesn't want vitamin K, doesn't want this, that. And the doctor will just be like, what do you want? And they will respect you the second time. So don't worry too much about the defensive reaction they have. It's just that they were trained to do this, and they're always like, oh my God, I need to furnish information to these uneducated parents. It's what they told me to do in my courses. But then when it's set and when they understand, eventually they get very respectful. Not all, I guess. You have to have a good doctor to begin with. Stephen Robinson says, I blend raw liver with milk and blueberries and maple syrup. Would you feed this to your baby as a nutrient-rich formula? No, I think that's ridiculous. Too many risks. And by the way, it wouldn't be compatible with the Jewish religion. Go, because you mix meat with milk. Go away, says JF. The cops came to investigate a missing person and they were ambushed by the anti-vaxxers. A neighbor came to investigate the commotion and was shot and killed. All three anti-vaxxers were killed by SWAT. Well, it seems like it's a bunch of anti-vaxxers who had decided that they wanted to kill for some reason, and they were also thinking that the state, in trying to stop them from their killing, which they thought was legitimate, was an equal enemy to be combated, and they went shooting the police too. So be it. That's how it happens sometime. I want to come back on the Bitcoin episode because Bitcoin is varying in price wildly today. I'm still telling you, it's time to consider buying Bitcoin if you want to be part of the next bull run. It's not necessarily the lower price that you're ever going to get. You might want to be patient and see, because a major drop has started today from a peak that was attained. And we were discussing this on the Discord, and some people believe it will drop down to 12,000. Maybe. I think it's a bold claim, but maybe it will get down as far as this. So you need to be prepared if you want to be part of the next bull run. It's time to prepare at least accumulating money, if not buying the bitcoins eventually. And I've recommended for the ramp in for how do you get your first bitcoins to begin with. Of course, eventually your bitcoins are getting in a secure wallet with all of the hard wallet tips that I've been giving you. But my entry point that I had suggested was local bitcoins. I've discovered something better. I've discovered something better. I want to share it with you. I've been on Binance for a while, but I hadn't appreciated just how good their P2P system is. You can find individuals who are willing to sell you bitcoins, and the rates are so much better than the rates you get at local Bitcoin. So that's a good starting point because you can actually buy Bitcoin below its current posted price. On local Bitcoins, typically you pay a margin and it could be up to 5% sometimes. But Binance, my friend, very good prices. This is below the posted price. And so that's a good place to buy Bitcoins. I personally wouldn't leave them on Binance for this bull run because I think it's the bull run where anything can fall. It's the bull run where centralized exchanges, I don't trust them very much, although if I trust one, it is Binance, definitely. Because CZ is amazing. CZ is a god, okay? He's awesome. If there's one that survive, it will be Binance, but there may be none that survive. Eventually, there may be massive crashes, regulatory attacks of all kind. CZ might die at some point. No matter how much trust I have in this man, CZ, I would not leave my Bitcoin there for a long period of time, but I would definitely buy them there. Micronova says regarding Bitcoin, there are lots of withdrawals from Binance. Might be a coordinated operation or knowledge of bad news before Binance announces the bad news. I haven't seen, I've actually looked at the outflow from exchanges. I've seen nothing spectacularly alarming today. But I was guessing somehow that the rise of price today, initially at the beginning of the day, was somehow people buying Bitcoin to get out of centralized systems. Because a lot of people talk about crashes of the price. But the fact is that when people are, and they associate this with fear, but sometimes fear can increase the price of Bitcoin. And that's when people are like, okay, I need to get my Bitcoins out. And they move everything into Bitcoin. Makes the price rise because they want to output it from the exchanges. Stephen Robinson says, Jeff, do you believe Binance will survive the bear market? I believe so, but I act as if it wouldn't. And so I've told you my counsels. Ledger Nano X, absolutely awesome device. I act as if it wouldn't survive it because there might be a bear market one day that it doesn't survive. But I know that knowing CZ, well, I don't know him personally, but knowing the character, I believe that if Binance ever falls, it will not be through dishonesty. I think that CZ is a very honest guy. Go away says, JF, how many transactions do I have to make on Binance to break down the democratic globalist cabal? Zero. It's totally unrelated to the democratic globalist cabal. Stephen Robinson says, Jeff, if the US government was in bed with SBF, then I would think that they have a vendetta with CZ. Exactly. CZ will be a hated man in many ways. But CZ has been clever, smart, and has not been affected by any of it. And at some point, countries like the US will have to understand that if they go aggressively on the legislation, they will end up being a center of non-Bitcoins. And people will hate the US and Bitcoins will not go into the US. So if you want to be part of this massive event in human history of a transfer to an independent, decentralized monetary system, you don't do that kind of stuff. Senator Warren introduces new crypto bill targeting self-custody wallets. Like, the only kind of wallet that absolutely cannot be affected by an SBF type of fraud. They're attacking those, of course. Why? And I know it sounds out there as an explanation, but essentially they're saying, well, those self-custody wallets didn't have their Bitcoin in FTX. So they still have their Bitcoins. So we need to legislate these guys who kept their Bitcoins. Now, they're not legislating against the SBF. They're legislating on everyone, including the software programmers of crypto blockchain applications of all kinds. They will have to register as KYC. They will have to ask for a license. It's absolute crap. I hope that this doesn't pass. I cannot believe. Like basically just playing with the blockchain, maybe contributing a line of programming, you would need a license as a financial agent. And that has so much implications. It dampens development. It makes everything harder. And it makes everything more centralized and more governmentally controlled. Stephen Robinson says, JF, today the city of Tokyo say they will dedicate any and all surplus energy to mining BTC. Absolutely great. Micronova says, I like Binance. They have a good history. They also allow Monero trades. Kraken is good for USA-based KYC, but also has direct ties with US military OTC account to buy, sell crypto in bulk. So I'm worried. Anything you do with Kraken could be reported to USA government at will. Yeah, and I really like Binance. I feel like, of course, I don't think that Binance would combat a request from the government. They would definitely reveal who you are if they were to be put in trouble in any way. But I feel that they are a truly private entity, that they're not born out of governmental interest. And that makes me appreciate greatly. Elon claims that he does have the goods on Fauci and his team. In response to his tweet, my pronouns are prosecute/Fauci. Someone had said the Hodge twins. They had said, let me guess. You found messages between Twitter execs and our government, Fauci and his team, pushing for censorship of anyone that didn't go along with their narrative on COVID. And Elon Musk today has given a trophy to that answer. So basically he's saying, yes, that's what it is. I can't wait to see what were the orders of the government to violate people's First Amendment rights. People are dying. A 40-year-old DJ of Ellen DeGeneres, dead, died suddenly. No reason for death has been explained yet, but there will be an autopsy. We have a result of the autopsy on the sports reporter Grant Wall, died suddenly at 49. And in this case, it's totally plausible that it could have been vaccine-induced. He had an inflation of the aorta. So definitely we're talking about something that messed with his heart. He had an aortic aneurysm. It's a balloon-like bulge in the aorta. I feel that this could be related. If people are suffering from tachycardia, if people are suffering from myocarditis, all of this in a certain combination, in a certain situation, could very well lead to inflammation that eventually leads to aorta bulging. All right. So that was the science paper that I've discussed at the beginning of the show. Tachycardia caused by the vaccine, a 33% increase in risk over the usual appearance of this kind of problem in someone who didn't get the vaccine. And meanwhile, I'm still refreshing my monitoring of surplus deaths in Europe. And look at this. I mean, the vaccine moment is here. The blue line has been above the red line. The system has been designed, it's an alarm system for Europe. It's been designed to detect anything that would lead to higher than expected, and higher than expected is the red line. So you are significantly higher death if you're above the red line. We're above the red line on an every month basis, on an every week basis. Above, 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 just one data point below. Above, 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 and still above. You gotta be kidding me. I mean, the system was designed so that if a single data point comes up, we have to find what it is. Is there an increase of suicide in the youth? Is there a bad drug on the street? Bro, your entire year and more. You have more than 1 year of data indicating that people are dying at abnormal fucking rates. Look at the past. Very rarely does the data go above the red line. It goes above the red line in the seasonal flu moment. Okay, so let's discard this part here. Seasonal flu, seasonal flu, seasonal flu, seasonal flu. But outside of the seasonal flu moment, it doesn't get above the red line. Single data point per year sometimes gets above the red line. But look at this. Every single week since we started vaccinating, we're above the red line. Every single week. One exception there, two exception, three exception. So 52 weeks in the year, about 49 of them, we have more people dying than would be expected in a statistically significant manner. You want to see it in Z-score, which basically is the direct calculation of the statistics. Again, before the vaccine, there was you would get surplus death in the flu season and no surplus death, except maybe this week it touches the red line. No surplus death. No surplus death, a little flu season in the summer, no surplus death, no surplus death, no surplus death, a little bit of peak here, but largely when the vaccine starts, above, 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 there's no more pause, there's no more moment where death stops. We may have killed millions of people with this vaccine. It's what I have to believe faced with this. We may have killed millions of people, and they may still be dying at this moment, and we'll never know. It's going to take years before anyone even dares just consider this wild hypothesis. Eric Oliver has sent a super chat on Entropy. Thank you so much for the support. He says, relating to the Australian shooting, I'm surprised events like this haven't happened more often. I have no sympathy to the liquidated system goons executing the will of an unworthy state upon the good people. Yeah, it's getting disgusting what the police is doing when they're enforcing the mandates. When they're enforcing the child kidnappings like there was with Will, who his parents didn't want a surgery with vaccinated blood. They wanted a transfusion with unvaccinated blood. The donor was available. They could have gotten it. But the police is increasingly involved in cooking to the dirty system. And you know that I know that in the US there is a sort of culture of honor with the sheriffs and all, where some of them will not enforce orders that they find are against the Constitution. But in socialist country, there's basically no distinction between the police and the CPS and the family court. It's all together. DK Shadow says, when we do finally draw the obvious conclusion, the naysayers will give the typical response we always knew. It's a nothing burger. Well, I'm waiting for that one. The collective effects of genetic variants and complex traits. This is an article that a recent article, 13th of December. They look into the genes that are associated with intelligence. Of course, they call it educational attainment here. But they study it across various groups. And so you would think, wow, there must be some biased information in there. No, because they study everything except the one big question that interests everyone. Like, are white people having a higher frequency of this gene? Do black people have a lower or higher frequency of this gene? That is what people want to know. But that is exactly what they've not done. Instead, they are interested in, is there a correlation between the variability in a group, the variability of this allele, and whether it's linked to intelligence? So it's a big, it's they're almost digging into the Lewontin fallacy, taking it serious for a moment, and claiming that variability is what matters. I'm not against studying variability, but let's settle the big and easy to answer questions first. Are the genes for high intelligence, are they distributed differently across whites, Asians, and Africans? We want to know nature. Then you can do all your mathematical analysis detail. Drag queen invited to Biden's White House caught tweeting about kids sucking dicks. Or in this case, this drag queen mentioned sucking D. She or he was trying to promote a drag show for children, and being present at the drag show, tweeted, "Kids are out to sing and suck D." That was an exclamation meant to say, look, kids are in the party. They are participating to the drag show. But you are revealing what you truly care about. It's that you want to introduce these children to a sexualized environment so that eventually they suck your dick. That's on Twitter. Continued with anyone who thinks drag isn't for children is wrong. Go away, says JF. She meant sucking these nuts. No, I don't think so. I think she meant sucking dicks. Alaska State Trooper killed in muskox attack outside of his home. Tragic loss for our state. I didn't know this guy has been killed by a muskox. Apparently, this is still a thing. These animals exist, and they have just trampled and killed this agent. They can weigh up to 800 pounds. My God. F for this Alaska agent. Well, was he in Alaska? The Alaska State Troopers posted the following tribute. Yeah, he was honored by the Alaska State Troopers. Another big reversal, FOMC day, markets call hawkish Fed's bluff. So there was an increase of the interest rate at 0.5 or 5 points, as they say. I don't know how this works, but anyway, it was the expected interest rate rise. Before the announcement, there was an excitement on the Bitcoin market. The price was getting very high very quick. And then the announcement came and the price dropped, probably because people were counting on a possible slip of the strategy and perhaps no interest raise or perhaps a smaller one. But we ended up getting exactly what had been predicted in the last few days. 50 basis points. That's how they call it, 50 basis points. So nothing to say here, just the Fed is trying to fight inflation, but the way to fight inflation is not to inflate in the first place. Cutting rates is a very long-term solution to inflation, but the way they're doing this and kind of expecting an immediate effect is kind of painful. So I don't know what will happen then, but that was the situation. FOMC hikes by 50 basis points, hawkishly signals rates will go higher for longer. So basically the Fed is telling us that there will be further rises. That's probably what spooked the Bitcoin market. Should you consider this in your strategy? Well, there's a chance that Bitcoin will continue descending from here. So maybe a last leg for the bear market. So if you don't want to buy today, perhaps buying in a month is a clever thing to do, or somewhere in the few months that follow. White House successfully topples anti-war resolution restricting the U.S. role in Yemen. So U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders on Tuesday agreed to withdraw the so-called Yemen War Powers Resolution, which means that the U.S. government will have its hands freed as to what it does in Yemen. I don't know. I think that must be related to the Arab countries and how they participate with this whole Brittany Griner exchange. I'm sure there is some triangle of interest here. I don't see how to include Bernie Sanders in this exactly. Maybe Bernie's going to get a fourth house just popping up. I now have a fourth house because I sold a new book. New Israel was excluded from Ukraine's international conference in France today. We have learned that exclusion came at Kiev's request. People were asking me, JF, how does that work? Why is Zelensky, a Jew, excluding Israel from the conference about Ukraine? I think there's a certain tension between Israel and Zelensky, but it's a friendly within Jew tension. And I believe what we're looking at is mostly posturing and, you know, people complaining against each other, but a little bit as if they were in a couple. You have to acknowledge that the Jewish position is not singular. That basically the American military attention can either be dedicated to Israel as it was in the last 25 years, even more, or some of this attention can be diverted toward the Ukraine situation, which is what has been happening for 2 years. So there is a jealousy relationship between these two, because the American military cannot do everything at the same time, cannot be as engaged in the Middle East if they are paying so much attention and delivering so much arms in Ukraine. But still, it is the same family. It is not two countries in conflict, but it is in the same family, you know, the brother and the sister may have conflicting interests to attract the attention of the parent. That's a little bit the way the conflict between Zelensky and Israel goes. It's that either the money flow goes Israel, Israel, Israel only, as was the case for so many years. And when I say Israel, I also mean all of the wars in the Middle East around Israel. Or the money flow goes to Zelensky, and this year the money flow has been going to Zelensky. It's a zero-sum game. That's why there's a challenge between the two. Lodazal says, Zelensky said Israel wasn't supportive enough about a month ago and invited them to increase it. Yeah, exactly. So they are posturing mostly, posturing publicly, throwing stuff at each other, because Zelensky didn't like it that Israel said, hey, Zelensky, how about you shut the fuck up and accept Putin's peace deal? Now, why do you think it's weird? It's weird that in an entire planet where every Western forces possible have been all Ukraine, all, oh yeah, Ukraine, fight, 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 fight for your right to exist. Why would Israel distinguish itself so much and basically be a middle ground between the Chinese position and the American and European position? Well, it's quite simple. Israel would have all of the interest that Ukraine peace occurs, no matter how it occurs. Israel doesn't care all that much about the little bands of territory that are already taken by Russia. Israel cares mostly about, well, where is the American money flow going and why is it not going to me? Juan says, not the first time, he also took the money away from some Jewish oligarchs. Yeah, exactly. Well, this one remains questionable in my view. I have actually, someone suggested on the chat when we talked about this event that it's possible they were stripped of their citizenship so that they wouldn't be forced to fight in the Ukraine army. Perhaps they wanted to be stripped of their citizenship. So let's be careful with this Jewish oligarch takeover. It may have been Zelensky's way of thanking his masters rather than stealing from them. Kremlin vows to take out Patriot batteries if U.S. sends to Ukraine. The Kremlin said on Wednesday that U.S. Patriot missile defense systems would be a legitimate target for Russian strikes against Ukraine should the United States authorize them to be delivered to support Kiev. So that would be quite a development if they were to strike American forces as they deliver the weapons to Ukraine. But I think it's a fair address here. They're saying, look, you are at this point participating to the Ukraine war. You're going to get what you deserve. Deadstar has sent a super chat. He says, FTX insider Kevin O'Leary tells investors not to let FTX ruin their impression of crypto / blockchain technology. What he means is that the globalists will have crypto regulated and back on Wall Street in no time. They really think they can beat the DeFi dream. Yeah, and they can't. I mean, their first attempt was this FTX guy, and it totally crumbled. It totally backfired against them. So I'm confident that DeFi is the innovation here. It's not so much about Bitcoin, ETH, blockchain. I think that DeFi, the idea of finance decentralized, is what will withstand the test of time, no matter what particular implementation wins in the process. Eric Oliver has sent two super chats on Entropy. Thank you so much. He says, Bernie Sanders votes for almost all war-related bills, except once during Bush. Ryan Dawson covers this very well on the To the Woodshed series on Bernie Sanders. We have been starving Yemen people to death and blockading food shipments on behalf of Saudi Arabia. Well, yeah, exactly. I know this. And yeah, that reminds me, I've seen this woodshed thing by Ryan Dawson, and it's been a long time, but I remember it being very good, very well documented. Now, I know about this Yemen thing. They are being starved, they are being isolated, but it may be about to get worse, because why would they care about giving Biden full power, basically, to do anything he wants? That means it will be more than starvation. That means there will be some kind of operation, perhaps, to help Saudi Arabia, to help the countries with which these Yemenites are hostile to, and that may look like a total crackdown, a total destruction. I don't know, but this is what the US can do. Eric Oliver sends a super chat again. He says, Saudi Arabia wants to build an oil pipeline to the south through Yemen from Saudi Arabia, main eastern oil hub. This pipeline would remove risks posed by Iran to shutting the sea used right now by Saudis. I learned this from Ryan Dawson. Well, thank you so much for educating me on this, because I don't know much about these things. That sounds like a totally good explanation. That sounds like this would explain the current situation as well as the past one. So that's the challenge. It's the Iranian, the uncontrollable Iran, and the fact that there's someone in the way, and that would be Yemen. Very interesting. Very interesting. I'm happy that you have trained me on these facts. Donald Trump teases a special announcement tomorrow. Let's listen to it. It's tactical boomerism. I'd rather warn you guys. It's per absolute boomerism.
America needs a superhero.
I don't know, bro. I'm not feeling it as much as 2016. I'm gonna follow the announcement, but holy shit. It's not super exciting. It's not new. There's not this idea that, oh, something crazy could happen. No, we know that something crazy will not happen. We know that Trump will continue speaking for the vaccine. We know that he's going to continue maintaining the technocrats of the deep state in place, even if they go at war against him. We know that this is going to happen, and what can we expect then? Maybe a slowdown of immigration, of illegal immigration. But we're going to get a lot of legal immigration. We're going to have a big, beautiful door. Joe Biden at U.S.-Africa Business Forum, he says, Prosper Africa Deal Room. That sounds like something we shouldn't be saying. It is something that you rarely hear.
And for all of you in this room, for making this forum a success, particularly in Prosper Africa Deal Room. That sounds like something that we shouldn't be saying. Prosper Africa Deal Room.
Oh my God. Joe Biden doesn't know his base. He has the same problem as Trump when you think about it. He doesn't understand his radical base. His radical base doesn't want to hear that normally, business success and Africa don't go in the same sentence. Powell opens the door to higher inflation target as part of a longer-term project. Powell on changing the Fed's 2% inflation target. We're not going to consider that under any circumstances. So basically, the interest rate hikes will keep coming until the inflation is brought down to 2%. All right, what else do we have in the news? Oh yeah, CZ is making a joke because Jim Cramer is, you know, you don't want to attract the attention of Jim Cramer, because if Jim Cramer tells you your stock is something to invest in, that's great chance of winning, then your stock is going down. This guy is so bad at predictions, and yet he's the official spokesman, I believe, at MSNBC. He's so bad at predictions that there's actually a inverse Jim Cramer ETF where people bet the inverse of what Jim Cramer would say. If he says buy, you do sell. If he says sell, you do buy. And so it was worrying to CZ of Binance when he saw that Jim Cramer is super high opinionated about Binance. He says, do you feel as reassured by Binance as I do? Oh my God, poor CZ. If Jim Cramer is coming for you and he loves your company and he thinks it's a very promising company, CZ felt the danger coming and he said, oh, Jim, please don't use Binance for the sake of everyone else. Half joking. CZ here referring to the meme that Jim Cramer is always wrong. And he's like, don't come to Binance, please. Don't come to Binance. John Drake says, perpetual cheerleader for going long on everything. Yeah, and it's so easy. And yes, it works until it doesn't work. It's like, it's always this. It works until it doesn't work. And most managers in the stock market for many decades, that's all they were doing and that's all they should be doing. Because basically, the stock market inflates with expectations about the Fed and enters bear market with the disappointment of these expectations, and then sometimes a crisis pops and a bubble pops. That's the story of the stock market for the last for its whole existence. So, yeah, that the same thing would happen with Bitcoin. Be long for 10 years and hope that there's not a bubble pop while you're long. And that should be your trading strategy on whatever you believe is the winning proposition. The Washington Post has told its employees that it's going to be cutting down the workforce. A lot of them will be fired. Of course, the leftist employees started revolting. So the boss here is saying, I will not turn this town hall into a grievance session. I was just here to tell you guys a lot of people will be fired. I will not entertain an employee stepping forward and asking for explanations. He's not going to do anything to protect people's job. He's going to fire you. You don't understand how that works.
We'll have more information as we move forward. Thank you very much.
You seem to be disrespecting. No, you are disrespecting through your existence as a drainer of energy from the economic system. You are not worth what you're getting, and you're going to be fired for it. Stephen Robinson says, Jeff, what do you see happening to X? Would it survive the bear and make great gains in the future? I'm confident. I'm keeping my X, and I believe I will sell them at a relatively high price, perhaps at the top of the current, of the next bull run. I wouldn't put, though, massive amounts of money in HEX because it's a high-risk investment. Who knows? Who knows what will happen with it? I don't. And it's just a special ETH contract, really. It's a freaking token, so you don't want to put $1 million in it. But given that I've basically invested $20 in it, and it eventually turned into thousands of dollars, and then it went down. But I'd love to see it turn back to thousands of dollars, and I will sell it if that happens. I don't think it's the currency of the future, you know? That a sub-token of another existing blockchain like this would become something, when you think about it, is extremely naive. But I sacrificed some money to get into the PulseX and the two sacrifices. And I hope that Richard Hart will be producing his Pulse blockchain whenever he feels like it. I throw this money as if I was throwing it through the window. So I don't care. Elon Musk accused of being a dangerous right-wing QAnon terrorist after tweeting the rabbit emoji, a QAnon dog whistle, apparently. Elon Musk is dragging Twitter down a dangerous rabbit hole, according to Bloomberg, and the leftist bedwetters are adamant that this tweet of a rabbit is proof that he is a right-wing QAnon conspiracy theorist. Elon Musk is now explicitly encouraging his 120 million followers to start following QAnon. Put differently, Elon Musk is encouraging his 120 million followers to join a domestic terrorism movement. Whoa, 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 Caroline. Calm down, calm down. All of this for a rabbit? Relax. Elon Musk is going down the rabbit hole. He is following the threads of the Twitter files. And so it makes total sense that he would post follow the rabbit. And it's because he's in a period of discovery. He's discovering things about how things were done at Twitter. And finally, Ron Paul. This will be our last news item tonight. Ron Paul says mother of all economic crises will lead to social unrest and violence. Now Rubini is warning that the staggering amounts of debt held by individuals, businesses, and the government will soon lead to the mother of all economic crises. Rubini properly blames the creation of a debt-based economy on the near or at zero interest rate and quantitative easing policies pursued by the Federal Reserve and other central banks, the inevitable result of the zero interest and quantitative easing policies is price inflation wreaking havoc on the American people. Well, the Fed is trying to raise interest rates. It seems to be on a path of doing it constantly going forward until who knows. Until they will crash the economy down, basically, and until there will be political pressure to restore it, to restore basically an artificial bull market. That's the reality when you can play with rates, when you give that power to politicians and these board members of the Fed. They're going to play with it in ways that fucks up the natural system that the economy should be. That is it for tonight, boys. Thank you so much for joining me. What do we have on the schedule? So many crazy things. I just want to make sure that I... Oh yeah, we do have to plan the Patreon hangout. What do you guys think of a Patreon hangout on the 21st? I know it's a little outside the 10 to 20 window. But I think it would be a nice Christmas moment. And on a Wednesday like this, I think I'm going to hit on a moment where there's not too many people, too many of you that are in family reunions. So Patreon, Subscribestar Hangout. I will provisorily schedule it for the 21st at 9 p.m. Eastern time. And you guys should let me know if this annoys you. If you are a subscriber at Patreon or Subscribestar, send me a DM and say, JF, I don't like this date, and I can change it. But that would be the 21st. XJ Vale says, star, 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 happy I found you online. Big ciao from Italy. Are you some kind of porn bot, XJ Vale? Tell me something human. Tell me something to prove that you are human. Because this whole ciao from Italy, that sounds like what a bot would say. It's also what an Italian would say, I guess. He says, what? Give me something human, because what is exactly what the bots answer. Like, tell me what is the second prime number. End of the line, Joel says, hot girls are available in your area now. Have you considered enlarging your penis? He says, it is late here. I should sleep now, but I'm in front of the PC. Okay, but that's not the second prime number. It's a bot. Yeah, because it is late here. I should sleep now, but I'm in front of the PC. That is not the second prime number. He says, oh my God. Maybe it's a mathematically uneducated human. One says, what letter is after B, XJ Vale? We're going to get to the bottom of this. Do you even know the alphabet, XJ Vale? He says, ha ha ha, XDC. C. He says, sorry guys, it's late. Oh, the Italian excuse. C, 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 C. Okay. I wrote it. Yeah, but you know, these bots, they always have a human operating 40 of them. And then when one gets in trouble, the human just runs and goes to answer. But, I mean, you have to learn about prime numbers, XJ Vale. The fact that you're Italian is not an excuse. We'll be right back.